as is our custom, we'll give you opportunity to make sure that God the Holy Spirit has his rightful place of rulership over the real you under his filling ministry. When we are filled with God the Holy Spirit, our old sin nature is isolated, put in his cage, so to speak. God the Holy Spirit has control then in regards to our very perception and understanding in regards to the truth of Bible doctrine as well as other aspects of our life, and is able therefore to impart to us the divine viewpoint unhindered, undistorted by the sin nature, which the sin nature, by the way, is antagonistic to the truth of Bible doctrine, God's plan, and therefore the necessity to make sure that it runs no interference for us. You let it rule, you'll distort what's being taught, how it's being taught, the exhortations and things of this nature into your own fleshly desires and what you want to hear rather than what we need to hear. And that is the unmitigated, unadulterated truth of the Bible doctrine as it pertains to us in regards to our own Christian walk. So with that in mind, we'll give you opportunity to rebound as we start for a normal word of prayer. Father, again, we thank you for your many grace and mercies. We thank you for yet another opportunity to be enlightened in a world.